The emergency room at the Indian Health Service-run Rosebud Hospital is reopening after being closed for more than 7 months. The head of IHS says this is the first of many improvements for Rosebud and other Great Plains tribal hospitals. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the report.
Federal officials shut down the Rosebud Hospital emergency room in December following reports of unsanitary conditions and malpractice. Since then, tribal officials say 9 people have died en route to the next nearest hospitals. That distance could be as much as 50 miles away. IHS officials say they are using a temporary surge in funding to provide emergency services at Rosebud Hospital. That money helped Rosebud Emergency Room enact certain reforms which led to the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services to give the green light to reopen. Mary Smith is the head of IHS in Washington, D.C.
We did a lot of work to get there. We have a new management team in place. We did physical construction, and we worked on IT issues and the policies, and we were given a clean bill of health from CMS this week to reopen.
Smith says she's happy Rosebud is reopening, but not satisfied.
It was very important to me and all of us at IHS to resume emergency services for the Rosebud community as soon as possible. But this is not the end of our work at the Rosebud Hospital. We remain committed to making systemic and sustainable change at the hospital, and we will continue to do so.
The IHS Great Plains area serves roughly 130,000 patients in Iowa, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. Smith says IHS is issuing a contract for telemedicine services for the entire Great Plains region. Telemedicine is the diagnosis and treatment of patients through telecommunications technology. She hopes this will make improvements to all rural IHS hospitals. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.